I'd like to talk to us this morning. And then we're going to pray and minister as led by the Spirit. We're going to start to talk about the eagle believer. Amen. The eagle believer. Please turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, 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 you are an eagle believer. Let's read the scripture, the book of Isaiah. I'm sure by now we all know that scripture by heart. This year for us is the year of what? Sowing. Like what? Isaiah chapter 40. Let's start from verse 28 to verse 31. The eagle believer. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Beloved, I'd like to welcome you all to the presence of the Lord this morning. Welcome to the April Thanksgiving and Impartation Service. And as we all know that this year, the Lord has assured us that we are all going to do what? We are going to soar like the eagle. Amen. And so it's important for us to know one or two things about this majestic bird called the eagle. Because even as believers, we are compared to eagles. And our God, amen, is like an eagle. From that verse 28, talking about the believer, from verse 28 now. Have you not known? Beloved, what you don't know is not an excuse. And that's why the Bible says, my people perish. Not because the word is not there, but they lack the knowledge of what the word says. Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he doesn't faint. Is not wearied, and there is no searching of his understanding. Amen. There is no what? You can never phantom out this God with this tiny brain. No, sir. And so if God is saying, I want you this year to soar like the eagle, I am here to declare to you by the word of the Lord that nothing can stop your ascension. I said nothing can stop your ascension. But beloved, we also know that prophecies are not self-fulfilling. If you don't know that you are an eagle, if you don't know that you are meant to soar, if you don't know what is the mandate, the mind, the counsel, the total purpose of God for your life, not knowing is the reason why so many people are still where they are. He says, have you not known that the everlasting God, the Lord, is the one who is the creator of the ends of the earth? You cannot search his understanding, but the word that has been released concerning you, know that word, and you believe it, and you stand on it, you will become what the word says. Praise the Lord. As believers, brethren, we are compared with an eagle. In the book of Exodus chapter 19, let's read from verse 3 and verse 4. Exodus chapter 19, from verse 3 and verse 4. The Bible talks about Moses went up. Now, where did Moses went up to? Hello, church. Moses did what? Went up unto God. That means, where does God dwell? On high. You are going higher. I said, you are going higher. And the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the household of Bethel, tell the children of God in the household of Bethel, this is what the word of the Lord says. You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians. That's another story. Because for the Egyptians that wants to stop the rising and the soaring of the children of God, they became history. God did not only destroy Pharaoh and all the men of war, he killed all their firstborn, two generations, for the sake of his elect. And you have seen, you are not going to hear this year alone that it is time to sow. You are not going to sing it alone. You are not going to shout it, but you are going to see it in your life. He says, you have seen how I bear you on eagle's wing and brought you unto myself. A God is the Almighty God. He is the one who has given us the sure word of prophecy. If God is going to bear you on eagle's wing, that means he's carrying you by himself. Then that means he's also an eagle. Praise God. The eagle believer. I would like you today to change your orientation, your mentality about what the word of God has said concerning you if you are not paying attention to the word of God. I would also like to say this, brethren. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord. I've been emphasizing this. Waiting is not wasting time. Waiting is not playing around. Waiting in the presence of the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord. Just make sure that your waiting is upon who? Not on man. The eagle believer. I'd like us to look at the bird eagle. And we're going to look at maybe one or two characteristics in the life of this bird as believers. Number one, the eagle is born to dwell on high. Please, write it down. The eagle is born to dwell where? When you look at Job chapter 39 from verse 27, Job chapter 39 and from verse 27 and verse 28, it says, doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make a nest where? On high. She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and what? The strong place. When you look at the birth of an eagle, eagles are not born on the surface. Eagles are not born on a tree. Eagles are not born like chicken in a pen. Eagles are given birth to where? On high. And if God is saying you and I, we are an eagle believer, that means You are meant to dwell on high. Please tell your neighbor again. Say, neighbor, you were born to excel. Born to soar like the eagle. God dwells on high. You see, that's why he called Moses to come up to him. Where? On high. You want to know the eagle in you. You need to always go up on high. You need to always go up into the presence of the Lord. Let me also put it this way. You see, we've talked about this extensively before. What happens on high? There are decisions that are made for people who are on earth. Those decisions are made where? In high places. And so, if God is saying you are born to dwell on high, then you are not supposed. You are not supposed to think otherwise. Irrespective of your situation or your circumstances. Are we together, church? These particular characteristics in the life of an eagle, I'll compare that to an example in the scripture, a man called Daniel. Daniel. In Daniel chapter 1, from verse 3 to verse 4. When you know who you are, identity, nobody can talk you out of the purpose of God for your life. The children of Israel were taken captives, and some of them were taken, Daniel inclusive. And the king spake unto Aspenas, the master of the eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel. Now, these are not just any of the children of Israel, the king's seed. Royals of the princes, verse 4, why are they being asked to be brought? They said, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, understanding size, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace. What did they want to do? To whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Most of us have found ourselves in a strange land. But the Bible is still saying you are a royalty. You are a prince. You are here to represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He says, in you, I have already deposited ability, wisdom, knowledge, so that you can stand not just before mere men, but before kings. Praise God. But if you go down to verse 8, Daniel knew his identity. And the Bible says he proposed in his heart, I am an eagle believer. They want to teach me the ways of the Babylonians. Mm-mm. This is who I am. Let me ask you, do you know who you are in Christ Jesus? Praise God. Daniel was a man of purpose. A man of purpose and understanding. If you don't know your identity in Christ, you cannot be an eagle believer. Even though you are meant to dwell on high. If you don't know who you are, oh yes, this culture, this land will tell you who you are not. Will teach you their ways, their learnings. Praise the Lord. Brethren, identity, who you are, is important. Because who you are determines who you associate with. Are we together, church? Who you are will determine who you what? Associate with. For this Daniel, his own association were people of like mind. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Praise the Lord. I'd like someone to understand their purpose in life. Because when you understand your purpose, that is the beginning of soaring. When you understand your purpose, that is the beginning of what? Of soaring. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 13. I'd like you to read that scripture for me. And the Lord shall make you who? Hello, church. The Lord shall make you who? And not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Let's pause there. Who is going to make you the head? Who has already assured you that you shall be above only, and you are not going to be beneath? Who is also the one that has assured you that you are born to dwell on high? Then why are you listening to men? Why are you listening to the society? Why are you listening to your environment? The eagle believer. As a believer, as an eagle believer, you are born, ordained to dwell on high. Don't settle for anything less than the best in life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, when a man understands his purpose in life, it will be easy for that man to stand and defend their conviction in what the Lord has said. If you go to Daniel chapter 2 now, verse 48. This same Daniel, when he made up his mind, I am not going to defy myself with the king's mates. You try me and see. And when he was tried, this man made up his mind. I know my purpose in life. I know my purpose in the land of Canada. I am a royalty. Royalty don't defile themselves. When you know you are born to excel, you are born to soar. You don't see an eagle playing with chickens on the ground. The man Daniel purposed in his heart, and the Lord helped him. The Bible says the king made Daniel a great man and gave him what? Many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. This was Nebuchadnezzar. Before he got here, I know all of us has a dream of greatness, but this was not where Daniel started. I'm sure we all know how he started. He was brought to Babylon as a captive. But he made up his mind. I'm not going to defy myself. I know my identity in Christ Jesus. I know that I am meant to soar. And I'm not going to settle for anything than the best of God. Do you know this same Daniel served 4 generations of kings? When you know that you are born to fulfill the will, the purpose, and the mandate of God, and you are ready to cooperate with God, please tell your neighbor, God is always looking for vessels that are ready for lifting. Amen. When you cooperate with God, oh, God is always looking for vessels that are ready for lifting. This same Daniel, when he was tested, the Bible says an excellent spirit was found in him. Above all the other children that defiled themselves. You need to understand that the life that you have the life that I have, there is a purpose. Oh, purpose will give a man in life a vision to pursue. Amen. An assignment to pursue under God. The same Daniel, if you go to chapter 5 and verse 29, when Nebuchadnezzar's history ended, Belshazzar, his son, took over. And the same Daniel still continued. When you are born and raised up on high, and you stay with God, nothing can stop your continuity. Let me put it this way. It is one thing for someone to be promoted. It's another thing to stay up there. I pray for someone. The grace, the unction, and the anointing for you to continue to be relevant all the days of your life, the Lord will release upon you. Daniel served Nebuchadnezzar, the eagle believer. I am born to dwell on high. When that king's story ended, another king came to the throne. The same Daniel continued. And the Bible says for Belshazzar now, and each and every one of them, he served his gift. And that always led to promotion. Belshazzar asked that they cloth Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and make a proclamation that he should be who? The third ruler in the kingdom. Someone said promotion. You are meant, born, bred, prepared, ordained, anointed to be at the top, period. It doesn't matter whether you are in academics or whether you are in business. It does not matter what is your profession. Know this, that the word of God cannot be broken. You are meant to soar like the eagle. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Amen. When Belshazzar died, Daniel still continued to another king called Darius. If you go down to chapter 6, verse 3, the same Daniel still continued. When Darius came to being, the Bible says this same Daniel was preferred above the president and princes. Why? Because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over how many realm? The whole realm. Oh, when God told Abraham, come out and look at the stars. As far as you can see, that will be your domain. Daniel was promoted. This is the third king. And in every of those kings' tenure, this same Daniel never came last. Always on high. Please tell your neighbor again. You are meant. You are born to dwell on high. And I will see you at the top. In the name of Jesus. The eagle believer. The eagle is born to dwell on high. When you are at the top, I don't know about you. Some of us, I don't know how many of us have climbed, let's say maybe CN Tower. Or you've been at a certain height that is really very high. It's always a lovely view. Amen. But it's not for the faint-hearted. Praise God. Remember the first time I went to CN Tower? You know the glass floor? Amen. And you are looking down and you are wondering what is holding you up there. Let me tell us this, beloved. When you are meant to soar, to dwell on high, you are going to have what is called a perfect view, a perfect vision of everything around you. That's why our God dwells on earth. I pray for someone. The vision of your next level, receive. In the name of Jesus. Let's move on. The ego believer. You are born to dwell on earth. Number two. The ego has an unusual strength. Unusual strength. Now, talking about the ego believer, we read it in our text today. In that Isaiah 40 from verse 28. Have you not seen, have you not heard that the Lord, there is no searching of his understanding. The scripture says in verse 30 of it, he is the one, from 29 now, he gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increased strength. Let me tell you one thing about the ego, a bird of unusual strength. Once every year, the ego will fly up to the highest peak and go and hibernate for about a month. 30 days, no food. And begin to pluck his feather, removing them. And by the time it's done, the beak will begin to strike the beak against the rock and break it so that it can grow a new one. The feather, so that it can grow a new feather. Praise God. And then after about 30 days, thereabout, when the new feathers are all grown and with a new beak, strength. Someone say strength. You and I, under God, are supposed to operate in the strength of the Most High. Do you know why? He gives power to the faint, and them that have no might, God is going to increase your strength. They that wait upon the law shall what? Renew their strength. The renewal of strength is a process. I was telling the group of people yesterday, beloved, the ultimate purpose of the God of heaven for our life is transformation. God wants to transform your spiritual life. And he wants to transform everything about you, your career, your marriage, your home, your business, physical transformation. But they go hand in hand. And most believers want the physical transformation, not the spiritual one. But you need the spiritual transformation in order to sustain the physical transformation. Amen. Strength. Physical strength. Spiritual strength. Emotional strength. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible says that the Lord will grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with what? By his spirit. Where? In your inner man. Like I said, waiting is not wasting time. While you are waiting, God is strengthening your inner man by his spirit, building capacity in you. When you see the ego flying and soaring, the only reason why they can stay up there compared to other birds for a longer period of time is because of what? Strength. And so it's important for you to allow God to build capacity in you, the ego believer. The eagle is a bird of unusual strength. But that strength, it's not just a strength that they stumble upon. They prepare themselves, they that wait upon the Lord. There is need for preparation. I know we are all meant to soar like the eagle, but you must be ready to pay the price. The eagle for good 1 month will shut because of the beak that is broken. He can't eat. Will starve himself. And then until the feather grows back. Strength. Spiritual strength. Physical strength. Emotional strength. Going back to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. The Bible says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will do what? I will strengthen thee. When the psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence my help comes, my help will come from the Lord. Where is your strength going to come from? The Lord. Because arm of flesh will fail. But as an eagle believer, stop looking at your own strength. They can tell you have accents. You don't have Canadian experience. You don't have Canadian this and you don't have Canadian that. You will tell them, I have a God. The one who dwells in me is greater than the one who is in the world. Praise God. Going back to Daniel as an example of the eagle believer. Daniel knew his assignment. He knew that I am born to dwell on high. And so my assignment in this land goes beyond just being a captive, being a slave. God has something better for me. And God gave him unusual gift, wisdom, and excellent spirit. Brethren, let me also put it this way. As an eagle believer, strength can also mean the gift for you to fulfill your mandate. In the case of Daniel, an unusual and excellent spirit to be able to interpret dreams, wisdom beyond his days. In Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. Daniel 11:32. But the people, as such as do wickedly against the covenant, it shall corrupt with flattery. But the people that know that they are eagle, but the people that know their identity in Christ Jesus, the people that know that they were born to dwell on high, the people that know their God shall be what? They will receive strength from the Lord. You want to soar, you want to do exploits, you need strength. The people, it is only the people that know their God that will be strong and do what? Exploits. Praise God. Strength for exploits. I ask the Lord will release upon someone in the name of Jesus. Let me ask us this, beloved. Are you an eagle believer? Then let the eagle in you begin to soar. Praise God. Let the what? Let the eagle in you begin to soar. We're going to continue this series for some Sundays, for a few more weeks. But today we're going to be praying. We're going to be praying. I speak to the life of someone. You have a pain in your lower back. I don't know how long, persistent, continuous. But whatever is causing that pain, the Lord is removing right now. In the name of Jesus. I see someone in their lower back. It's like an insect came out. There is an ant that caught that place. It's the hand of the Lord. And I see that, you know, insect coming out. I decree by the power that is in the name of Jesus, every form of affliction over your health, that root cause of back pain is permanently terminated, permanently removed in the name of Jesus. Please rise up. We're going to be praying. I've always been emphasizing this. Yes, it's the year of soaring like the eagle. But I want you to go beyond just knowing. I want you to go beyond just knowing that you were born to dwell on high. You need to go beyond the knowing. You need to what? You need to enter into it. But they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I'd like you to pray. Your first prayer is this. You're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I was born on high. To reign, to rule, to soar in life. Help me to soar. I will not be limited. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and begin to pray. I was born to be your dwelling place. I was born as an eagle to soar in life. Help me not to be limited. I will not be limited by my own thinking. I will not be limited by my environment. I will not be limited by whatever circumstances that is around me. Higher ground is my desire. The choir sang that song earlier. I am pressing on the upward way. New heights I am gaining every day. Plant my feet on higher ground. Higher ground is my abode. I refuse to settle for anything less than the best of God. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Church, I'd like you to pray with passion. You're still going to pray. When you rely and depend on your own strength, I'm sure we can all testify that our strength will fail us. And that's why you need the strength from the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Renew their strength. We are going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I have no strength of my own. Strengthen me to soar. Strengthen me to soar in life. Strengthen me to soar in my career, in my family life, in my business, in my studies, in my academics. Strengthen me. The that you may receive strength in the inner man, spiritual strength, physical strength, emotional strength. Strengthen me, Lord, in the journey of life. Mandekete brosh, mareka balekete boshi kabaye, ekrekete boshi kabaranda baskete bo. Strengthen me. Seek the strength of the Lord. Seek his face. Human strength will fail, but they that wait upon the Lord will receive spiritual strength, physical strength, emotional strength. Strengthen me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Lord is saying for some of us, now let's listen, let's pay attention. I'll try to put this in sequence. The Lord is saying he wants to release certain anointing over some of us. Now, for you, yours may be different from mine. There is what is called the Esther's anointing. Now, let me explain this. We're not talking of the anointing now that would... You see, Esther's anointing is multifaceted. Let me put it that way. There's anointing that will take you to the palace. Amen. Correct? But that's not what the Lord is saying. And so I want us to pay attention. This particular anointing... God took Esther to the palace. But it is the anointing of a deliverer. Are we together? If Esther was not raised as a deliverer for the children of Israel, Haman's plot would have wiped away a whole generation, a whole race. So, what the Lord is saying is that he's releasing the deliverer's anointing over some of us. Now, let me explain again. The Lord is saying that anointing, Holy Spirit, help us to understand. God is saying, I am going to raise up some people, some of us, as a deliverer for your lineage. As a deliverer for your generation. And so, for God to raise you up as a deliverer, he has to first of all build capacity, build strength in you. Prepare you for you to be able to confront a man. Do you know that Esther did not add to lift up any sword? Oh, with wisdom, she was able to deliver not only herself. With the king's decree, she would not have what? Escape, even in the palace. Because the word of the, where the word of the king is, there is what? It's not going to be revoked. Even if she is the king on the throne. Because the king did not know, there is nothing like error. Where the word of the king is, they will execute her. But God raised her up as a deliverer. You are going to pray. God is raising some of us as deliverer, not for yourself alone, but for your lineage. I don't know what has been happening in your lineage, in your generation. God is releasing that deliverer's anointing over your life in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, anoint me, anoint me, anoint me as a deliverer. Oh, for my lineage, for my home, for my generation in the name of Jesus. Every generation, God is always looking for one that will arise as a deliverer. I don't know what has been running in your own lineage. Every curse, ancestral, generational, hereditary, on this special day, I decree, oh, Esther's anointing, the anointing of a deliverer. Rekaya poska paria gatabosh marika tara brekete de keteke. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I decree to someone, man la kaskete de breketebo, anointing to break free from every generational. Ancestral yoke, ancestral covenant, ancestral bondage. I decree by the power that is in the name of Jesus, let the Esther anointing come upon you now. Come upon you now. Come upon you now. You have been raised up on high as a deliverer for your home, for your lineage, for your family. Receive that anointing. Receive that anointing. Receive that anointing. Receive that anointing. Masse kenda rekete baluka skandaria. Every aman in the lika boske talia in your lineage that has taken counsel. Oh, that has gone forth with a decree. In malakatuska polie, it does not matter what those decree might be. Is it the decree of sickness? Is it the decree of affliction? Is it the decree of limitation? I stand as one sent from the Lord. I break every of such hope. I break every of such limitation over your destiny, over your lineage, over your family. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every contrary covenant, by the power that is in the name of Jesus, you are set free. You are removed from every assault covenant in the name of Jesus. We're still going to pray. There's another anointing that the Lord said he wants to release. How many of us know Esther's uncle, Mordecai? The Lord said he wants to release the Mordecai's anointing upon someone. Now let me explain again. You see, the Lord is saying this anointing is the anointing for visibility. Mordecai was a man that helped the king, gave a tip and information, and the king's life was spared, but was forgotten. Amen. He was what? But the way, what the Lord is saying is this. If Esther's anointing was not in effect, Mordecai's anointing would not have materialized. Because if a deliverer was not raised, there is no way Mordecai will have become visible. He will have been terminated with the whole race of the children of Israel. That sequence is important. And what the Lord asked us to do, we're going to pray, but we're still going to pray again. What the Lord asked us to do is this. You are going to, between now and the next 7 days, between now and next Saturday is actually 7 days, right? So Bethel hour. You are going to take time to pray on your own. And then when we come back together during the Bethel hour, we're going to pray. The Lord is saying, you have to pray to receive that anointing of the deliverer, the Esther's anointing, and pray it for the next 7 days. Whatever is still in effect in your lineage, in your generation, oh, concerning you, I decree again, they will not continue. And then when we come together on Saturday, but as many that would like to join, please come in person. 8 to 9 a.m. But we're going to pray about this anointing. It's the anointing for grace and favor. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. The time to favor her. Yea, the set time. It's when? It's when? For favor to come. Mercy is a precursor. Thou shall arise and have mercy, because it is time to receive favor. Mordecai's anointing is the anointing that will cause you to become visible. Anointing for visibility. In the book of Esther, I believe somewhere in the book now, maybe chapter 6, the Bible says the king could not sleep. Ah, because on that night, could the king not sleep? Why? Because it is time for somebody to become visible. Hey, ke parinda bo shakapalia. God took away sleep from the king because it was time for Mordecai to become visible. Beloved, let me explain this. You see, when grace and favor is upon the life of a man, the result is glory and honor. Glory and what? And honor. Somewhere down in that scripture, the king could not sleep. And so he called for who is in the court. It happens to be a man. He says, what will the king do to someone that he wants to honor? Ah. He says, go and look for this man called Mordecai. And everything that you have said, do to him. I pray for someone. Whatever has hindered your visibility in life, oh, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I decree that from this moment, be visible. I would like you to pray that prayer for yourself. We're still going to pray together next Saturday, but I'd like you to pray it. You see, glory and greatness, oh, can be hidden. I've seen men in this country who have labored and toiled, and when it is time to be honored and rewarded, they will just push them aside. They will forget about them. But when the anointing for visibility is upon the life, even the king could not sleep. That means everyone and anyone that God wants to use to lift up your head for you to become visible, who is going to go and trouble them? God, I'd like you to pray. I don't know about you, but I know that I'm born to dwell on high. Raised with Christ Jesus to be visible in life, in all that you laid your hand upon, whether it is in your business, whether it is in career, whether it is in your finances, whether it is in your family, you can no longer be hidden. In the land of Canada, you can no longer be hidden. Go ahead and begin to pray. I refuse to be hidden. Oh, every covering, every limitation over your soiree, ah, they are removed. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I'd like you to take this song before we pray. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Choir, help me. Yahweh. Hey, man, la kataba le breketebo basi katapalia. Yahweh Sabaoth.
the Lord of hosts, show forth your glory, Yahweh
Sabaoth. Show forth his glory over your life. You will no longer be hidden. You will no longer be obscured. You will no longer be hidden. You will no longer be obscured. Anointing for visibility. I decree right now, from the front, to the back, to the middle, let it rest upon everyone. Let's listen. I pray for someone. There is a spirit that is called the spirit of struggle, lack of success, lack of breakthrough. I stand upon the word of the Lord over that life right now. I rebuke that spirit. I rebuke that spirit in your life, in your home, in the name of Jesus. I decree, oh, from this moment, oh, yes, 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 let the anointing for visibility brings you into your breakthrough. Brings you into your breakthrough. Brings through into your breakthrough. Oh, by this anointing, I decree for someone, in the work of your hand, you will be fruitful. 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 Ah, the Lord is saying for someone, I am giving you purpose in life. Listen, the Lord is saying, I am giving you purpose in life. You have been confused. You have been thinking, not knowing what to do, where to go. I ask, there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth understanding. Let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you and give you direction, purpose for living. Receive now in the name of Jesus. I pray for as many that are sick in their body. Oh, Malika Shikabaye Gedebras Kunduria. The Bible talks of our Lord Jesus Christ. He went in the power of the Spirit, healing those that were oppressed and afflicted of the devil, because God was with him. I stand as one sent from God. Everyone that is sick in their body, I don't want to know the name of the sickness, because I know we have been given a name that is greater and higher than every other name. And so, in the name of Jesus, cancer, fibroid, hear the word of the living God. I rebuke you now. You are released now. from every form of sickness, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, receive healing. I speak to someone's womb, that fibroids. Hear the word of the living God. You are a stranger in that womb. I decree by the power in the name of Jesus. Melt away now. Melt away now. Holy Spirit, I'm asking, Lord, that you will touch your people right now. Locate that person. The Lord is releasing, and this one is different. Help us. The Lord is saying it's releasing the man's anointing. We'll talk about that some other day. But the Nehemiah's anointing is the builder's anointing. I will explain this next Sunday. We don't have time now. The builder's anointing. The anointing that will cause you to become a builder. Now listen. We're talking of the anointing that will come upon you and will turn you into a builder. Somebody that will build industries. That will build big businesses. That will be... Raise up your right hand. Lord, you said it is not for everyone. But I know that there is someone here that this Nehemiah's anointing is for. Lord, where are they? By your spirit, locate them and anoint them. Locate them and anoint them. Mala shekete la brazata barraske ndorobumo shekete repriekete bo. I speak by the word of the Lord. To someone's child. Eke palika basha bregete de bo. Every manifestation of the enemy over the life of your child. By the power that is in the name of Jesus, this is a brand plucked out of the fire. Devil, I break your influence. I break your hold over the life of that child. Now! Now! Lose him! Lose him! I speak peace. I speak peace. I speak peace to somebody's life. The Lord is saying, I should tell you that situation. You are going to receive an answer of peace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory today. Thank you, oh God, for your visitation. Thank you for your visitation. I ask, Lord, for every of these hands lifted up, gathered here, and as many that are watching us online, I stretch forth my hands towards them. Oh, let there be a performance of every of your word unto them. In the name of Jesus. These ones, oh God, have been ordained. Oh, yes, to soar in life. Lord, I decree, by your right hand of power, you will uphold her and you will cause her to begin to soar in the name of Jesus. In your family life, in your health, in your business, in your career, in your finances, begin to soar. Begin to soar. The Lord will bear you on eagle's wing into your place of rest. For someone, the Lord is bearing you on eagle's wing into your own family, into your own home, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. We give you praise and glory. Go ahead and begin to celebrate Jesus. Celebrate, 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 celebrate Jesus.